This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You'll be shocked, I know, to hear that we're going to start with inflation again, but consumer prices going up 6.2% year on year is kind of a big deal. And yes, for some components of the CPI, energy probably, and cars, clothing maybe, well, you can look at them and say, you know what? Maybe Jay Powell and Janet Yellen are right. The supply chain morass is going to work itself out in, I don't know, 8 or 10 months, and things are going to get back to normal. Some of them, though, that's less plausible. Take rent. Rents are going up a lot, and that is harder to reconcile with the T word. Transitory. You knew that, right? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
The Consumer Price Index says rents rose 3.5% over the last year. It is actually much worse than that.
Single family rents are up about 10%.
Frank Notaff is chief economist with CoreLogic. The Consumer Price Index looks at rents being paid right this second by people who are, you know, a month into their leases, 2 months into their leases, 11 months into their leases. CoreLogic looks at the current market rate for rent. Like, if you signed a lease today, what would the new rent be?
And the rent growth that we're seeing now is just much sharper than anything we've ever recorded previously.
And it is just a preview of what will be showing up more and more in official inflation data as time goes on. Now, when we talk about inflation, the official buzzword is transitory. Semiconductor shortages? Oh, it'll get worked out. Manufacturing problems? Oh, that'll get worked out. You know what the buzzword is for controlling housing inflation?
There isn't one. Rent growth is going to remain strong.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics. Yes, there are some temporary-ish housing supply chain problems. Building materials are hard to find. Families wanted more space to work and learn at home because of the pandemic. The economy's recovering, so people are looking to live alone. But at the end of the day, America's rent problem is way older than the pandemic.
We have a severe affordable housing shortage.
And that shortage and resulting rent inflation are not hitting equally. Jonathan Miller is president of Miller Samuel Real Estate Appraisers in New York.
Everything is rising, but the high end is rising faster and is ahead of the 2 year ago pre-pandemic level.
The Build Back Better legislation set aside $150 billion to help make housing more affordable. That is a long-term project. But for now, Mark Zandi at Moody's says the current housing inflation road we are on is going to be persistent and will keep overall inflation above 2%, even if all those other supply chain problems get worked out. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.